This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Just in time for National Ice Cream Month, there's French Toast Bites Gelato.
When you think about Black businesses, we don't have the resources to do it on our own, so I found a lot of magic with partnerships.
I'm Hadass Kuznet to tell you how Sharice McGill and Galen Thomas found each other and what their collaboration has done for their businesses. This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW. Happy National Ice Cream Month. That is the month of July, and I am at Cherry Street Pier with Sharice McGill, who is owner of French Toast Bites, and Galen Thomas, owner of Cloud Cups. They have a kitchen in Kensington. They sell gelato. And the two of you, I understand, are now collaborating to create basically French Toast Bites gelato. So, Sharice, tell me a little bit about what is the product?
French Toast Bites gelato. It's made with real French Toast Bites. Like, I send Galen trays upon trays upon trays of French Toast Bites, and he grinds them up, makes it fine like pea soup, and it's in each batch of the French Toast Gelato. And we have two flavors, strawberry and stracciatella, which is fancy for chocolate.
How did you come up with the flavors and come up with the idea?
Sure. So, you know, our traditional made-to-order French Toast Bites are customizable, but the most popular way that folks get them is with chocolate and strawberries with a little whipped cream. So we made two flavors, chocolate and strawberry, to kind of mimic the flavors.
How did you reach Galen?
We were introduced by a mutual friend maybe 2 years ago, and he said, I see something between you guys, make it happen. 2 years later, we made it happen.
It took 2 years to put the collaboration together?
To figure it out, because in 2020, who wasn't trying to figure everything out? You know, so we were just trying to figure out everything. He has a business model he had to sustain during the global pandemic. I had one, but our mutual friend, Nas, knew that we would have some magic if we worked together, and he was right.
So, Galen, tell me about the collaboration.
We decided that, you know, the French toast had a great flavor, and it would make it definitely have a great flavor profile with our gelato, and binding the two just, I know, felt natural to me.
How do you make it from your side of it, of the gelato side? So she sends you the trays of French toast bites.
You want the sauce.
Yeah. You can explain it without giving away the secrets.
You know, I take it, like Sharice said, I make sure it gets, you know, broken down pretty much like a pea soup consistency. That's really the key on the whole thing. The consistency and making sure it's ground through and making sure that, you know, smooth and creamy still at the end of the day.
How do you, like, know when it's right?
The look of it. You can tell by when it looks, how, you know, how fine, how thin, how velvety it looks when, you know, getting ready to pour it into the machine.
And I like that.
Yeah. And do you have to put a lot of product in there to make it taste like French Toast Bites?
Yeah, you got to put a nice amount in there. I take care of all the math.
Yeah, you take care of all the math. So I have to point out that you were, in 2020, the first Black-owned business at Spruce Street Harbor Park and here at Cherry Street Pier, and still are.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about, like, the significance of that.
It's been totally significant and, like, life-changing, honestly. The opportunity at the Delaware River presented to me, like, it was at a time I didn't know what I was going to do. Hadass, I built this whole business on being outside at street fairs with thousands and thousands of people. So at the height of the pandemic, when there wasn't no people and wasn't no events, I didn't think I had a business. And then I got a call from a Delaware River. They said, we have a spot down here on Spruce Street. Do you want it? Hadass, I was down here before I can even put the French toast in the trunk. I was here.
You're like, you give me an opportunity, I'm going to take
yes,
it.
Yes, because Spruce never closed down. It was outside. So you were allowed to dine still outside. And we just adapted. We just adjusted. And we were very successful there, created a lot of excitement. And they offered me a space at Cherry Street Pier for the fall. And we've been here ever since.
How important is it to bring attention to Black-owned businesses, to get the opportunities like you have. I mean, you've been visible throughout the pandemic. You've really been pushing, and not all businesses are able to do that.
A lot of the credit goes to my partners who help amplify the brand. You know, the Delaware River has a strong voice. You know, St. Joe's, who I work with a lot, where I got my MBA during this whole time, they do a great job of amplifying my voice. Temple does a great job of amplifying. So when you think about Black businesses, we don't have the resources to do it on our own. We don't have the capital. We don't have the manpower. We don't even do it on our own. So I found a lot of magic with partnerships, especially Philadelphia-based partnerships. That's what helped me.
And Galen, I understand you have a commissary, but you don't have a storefront just yet. So is that what you're pushing for? Is that the goal?
Yeah, eventually we'll have somewhere people can visit every day and be able to taste our flavors. You know, we have about 80 right now, and it's kind of hard to keep them in rotation based on people's wants. And I feel like eventually storefront will be able to give us the ability to kind of showcase those flavors.
So your company is Cloud Cups, and you make?
I make gelato and sorbet. We've been making gelato and sorbet for about 4 years now, since 2018. We have a kitchen in Kensington that we were talking about. People can also come in and pick up flavors from us through our ordering form on our Instagram or our Cloud Cups website.
So how do partnerships like the one you have with Sharif help you get to that goal?
I mean, just being able to build with people that, you know, have a real connection with, and be able to make product that actually tastes good. It's just where my heart leads at. So wherever those things lead to in the future, it just happens to go there. But it always starts with the flavor and the product first.
And have a lot of people taken notice of you since you've done the collaboration here at Cherry Street Pier?
Yeah, it's been a little bit of uptick since the collab and everything. Stores have been interested in picking up the French Toast Bites gelato, and we're eager to get it to them as soon as possible.
Yeah. How do you like collaborating?
I like just mixing up and just working with people and seeing how their creativity and their brain works, and it helps me, you know, build a better product myself.
Have you collaborated with a lot of other purveyors?
We've done some collabs in the past with other people and stuff, different flavors and flavor profiles or different events and stuff. Just all depends on what's needed at the time.
So this is like the French Toast Bites TM, you know, like yeah. Trademarked, you know.
No, this is a special one because I love French toast anyway. Have you ever tried the French Toast Bites? They're amazing. So, I mean, making that into something like the gelato, something might be enjoyed in the summertime on a cone or in a cup. Something we're trying to do.
And this is not your first collaboration, right, Sharif?
No, it's not my first. It's my third collaboration since the height of the pandemic. First with the beer, with partnering with Yards. That was huge for us in terms of exposure and getting really creative with this one street food. Like, we started as a street food, Hadas, and it's grown into a life of its own. You know, the bites are, we keep a destination. Like, you got it. We'll find people to say, I had the beer, now I have to try the bites. You know, so that was fun with Yards. And then we did a coffee with Bean to Bean. What makes the Bean to Bean partnership extra special? Both of the co-owners, one went to Temple and one went to St. Joe's. I went to both. So, so I was like, we got to do something together. We have to work together. And so what I do with them, I send Galen trays and trays of bites. What I do with the coffee, I send them pounds and pounds of spice. So our signature French Toast blend, the cinnamon, sugar, and nutmeg, is blended in the grounds of the coffee. It's great.
And you can taste it, and it's a good memory. Like, you're like, oh, that tastes like French Toast Bites.
Yes. The cold brew goes. We can't keep the cold brew during the weekends down at Spruce Street. We can't keep it.
How have the collaborations helped your business?
Everyone has their own kind of marketing mix. So when you combine the two marketing mixes together, it's exposure. And then people hear about it, people talk about it, like, oh, I saw someone post about that. Is that what that is? I've seen her before. Oh, Bean to Bean is my favorite. So I kind of work with partners who people already trust. Like, folks already trust Yards for making great beers. And if they had the bite, so it got to be good, because I trust both producers. And I go that way. Like, you have to be great at what you do, because I make the best French toast. I don't know if you heard that or not. So so I got to partner with the best. And so far, so good. It's exciting. Like, we have coffee customers now who only get coffee. So it exposes you. I had to partner and pivot my way through the pandemic. Like, I didn't have a choice. And it worked.
And how has your collaboration been with Cloud Cups? Like, are you picking up their... like loyal yes. customers?
Oh my gosh, yes.
What are people saying?
Gelato and French toast, my two favorite things. How can I get this? Come to Spruce Street Harbor Park. Come to Cherry Street Fair. I got you hooked up. A lot of people saying it's their two favorite things. So I might even make the gelato a topping for the French toast bites in the coming weeks, just because I listen to the customers, and you got to meet them where they are. So if you want to put a little scoop of gelato on your French toast, we can do that.
So are you doing that now, or is that coming soon?
Let's say next week. Because we just re-released the gelato at the top of the month, right in time for National Ice Cream Month. And I didn't know what to expect. You know, the food bloggers in this town went nuts over it. our highest sales came the next day after it was released. So I was like, this is great. So I'm just trying to navigate the space. I rely on Galen a lot for a lot of things. Like, what are we supposed to do when they ask, you know, when they ask us? Same thing I had to do for the coffee, because I didn't know there were coffee snobs. There's gelato snobs too. So I want to make sure I'm doing what I need to do to serve it correctly.
So now you're like really building and you're making it into a topping instead of its own thing.
Correct, correct. Because I thought we were just going to sell pints, but then it seemed like folks just wanted a scoop. So now we had to adjust quickly. All right, you want the scoop? I'll scoop it out for you. Oh, you want it on a cone? Okay, we'll put it on the cone. No big deal, you know. However people want it, we're going to meet them there, because the past 4 years, that's the people that's kept me alive. Like, we didn't have any funding. The people of Philadelphia helped propel this business.
So tell me about the hours. We want the people to be able to get what they want, when they want it, wherever you are. And wait, are you're running both stands by yourself?
I know. I have a staff of 10. Shout out to Team Bites. I have a staff of 10. We're at Spruce Street Harbor Park every day until September 25th, Monday through Friday. We're open 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, or until 11 to 11. Cherry Street Pier, we're open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, the hours are 4 to 8 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
How can people get more information, maybe get some of those French toast bites? Do you do delivery? Do you do pickup?
Oh, yeah, we do delivery through the apps, Uber Eats, DoorDash. The beer you can get on GoPuff. You get that right delivered to you. The gelato is on the delivery platforms also, Uber Eats and DoorDash, Grubhub. They're on all three of those that we're on. And you can come pick it up, get it delivered, we can hook you up.
And Galen, how do you get a hold of Cloud Cups if people want to look at your 80 flavors, you know, in addition to the French toast bite?
So on Instagram, we have a link in our bio, and you also can revisit the cloudcupscompany.com. Either or, we can get you what you need, get you a fix of gelato or sorbet.
What's better, gelato or French toast bites?
Ooh. Oh. Oh.
Fresh out the machine? I don't know.
I don't know. We should have a competition.
Like, one is hot, one is cold.
Right. I think it's best mix.
It is.
I think they're a great compliment. I think they're a great, great compliment.
Can't decide, huh?
Can't decide at all.
Those are fighting words, huh? Well, Charisse McGill is owner of French Toast Bites, and Galen Thomas is owner of Cloud Cups, and you can catch their collaboration here at Cherry Street Pier and Spruce Street Harbor Park. And again, you know, Charisse's business was the first Black-owned business at both locations, and still, right?
And still, you know, I try to represent when I'm at these places and try to bring a lot of attention to it, just so it can open the door for more Black women-owned businesses here on the waterfront.
So hopefully, I mean, it's been 2 years, like, they can, you know, let's get some diversity up in here.
You know, that'd be nice. I mean, you have your mix, you know, you can get some tacos on the boardwalk, you can get your other ice cream, but French Toast Bites, we kind of hold it down on the boardwalk, you know?
Representing.
Yeah, we represent.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Right, but you got Chicken Peach, you get your fries, you know, there's a little diversity, but I think some macaroni and cheese would be good down there. That's all I'm saying.
So what do you, Galen, have to tell me about National Ice Cream Month? I mean, I'm sure that's your big holiday.
Yeah, so it's kind of a big deal for us.
Yeah, what does it mean in the gelato industry?
Rolling out new flavors, you know, building our wholesale as we continue to do. We're looking to get in those big boxes, like we're working hard and trying to push forward to those right now. So just pushing the envelope further each month. But right now, it's French Toast Bites Gelato Month. So that's what's on the menu for National Ice Cream Month for us.
What's next? Are either you, like, thinking, like, supermarkets or things like that?
We have a couple of relationships. A couple of my products are already in supermarkets, so it's just a matter of them adding it on the next time they place an order. But we're in Ashley's Deli and Conshohocken, Pizza Brain, Manny Young Pizza, Interstate Draft House text today, like, I need that in here. So it's making its rounds. It's just making its rounds. I think it's a week. No, it's not even a week official.
Congratulations to the two of you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadass Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadass Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.